Welcome to Ancient Future Faith with Dr. Chris Alford, pastor of Epiclesis, an ancient future faith community in Sacramento. Just what is ancient future Christian faith? Join Chris each week as he talks with special guests about a refreshing renewal in evangelical worship and spirituality that's helping many believers get in touch with their ancient Christian heritage. Now, with another look at how the road to the evangelical future runs through the ancient past, here's Dr. Chris Alford.
Well, hi, folks, and welcome back to another edition of Ancient Future Faith. My name is Chris Alford. I'm the pastor of Epiclesis, an ancient future faith church in Sacramento, California. As always, we love folks to zip over to the Epiclesis website so they can learn more about the church, what we believe, when we worship. Best of all, we'd love to have you come worship with us on a Sunday morning. Today in the studio is my friend and colleague, Dr. Ellen Kohler. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Chris.
And Ellen is on hand today to talk about a very special upcoming retreat that we have on October 11th and 12th. It's getting closer, Ellen.
It is. It's just around the corner, and we're making all kinds of preparations. I know that you're very busy with building tabernacle furnishings and things. We'll be meeting at the Fair Oaks Community Clubhouse, where we have lots of room.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to our very special guest, Ben Westland, who will be with us and teaching us on Friday evening and Saturday throughout the day.
It's going to be amazing. I should probably go back and tell the story. Last year, Ellen, as you know, I took a group of intrepid travelers to the Holy Land. And part of our journey included a trip to the Timnah National Park, where they had a life-size replica of the Moses Wilderness Tabernacle. And our tour guide there was a young fellow named Ben Westland, I think 27, 28 years old. And we were knocked out. I guess you remember us coming home and saying, oh my gosh, Ellen, you should have heard this young man and his amazing ability to lead us through the tabernacle and his knowledge.
I do remember that. Everyone who went was so impressed and learned so much. They're so very excited, and they're inviting everyone they know to come to, to the retreat.
In fact, we have people coming from out of town who were on the Israel trip who want to hear Ben again.
Yes, and we have people who've heard about the retreat who are coming in from the Bay Area and other places outside of the Sacramento area.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, the list is growing. Anyway, folks, the happy news is that I got back into touch with Ben, the young fella in Israel who led us through the tabernacle, and said, hey, come to Sacramento. We'll fly you here and basically expand your our tour of the tabernacle to a two-day mini retreat format. And so, folks, get ready. This wonderful young man named Ben Westland is coming from Israel on October 11 and 12 to lead this retreat that Ellen and I are talking about today, called Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle. Ellen, when you think of the tabernacle, what comes to mind? What do you think of when you think about Moses in the desert and all those children of Israel out there and gathering around the tabernacle? What do you think of?
Oh, so many things come to mind. It was the place in the wilderness where the presence of God was tangible for the children of Israel. I think about Moses going out to the door of the tent of meeting and meeting God there and speaking to him. What does it say in Exodus? As a man speaks with his friend.
With a friend, yes.
That is such a beautiful picture, and what a wonderful example for us of what our relationship with communicating with God can be like.
I think maybe some folks might think about the Old Testament in general, or maybe the tabernacle in particular, and think, yeah, this doesn't really have anything to do with me, or what does this have to do with Jesus, or how is this relevant to my relationship with Christ? But man, it's packed, isn't it?
It is so packed. And one of the things that I'm so excited to hear from Ben, and also from another special guest who's coming out, Teresa Gardner.
Oh, yes,
whom
yes.
We know. We'll come back to Teresa.
Yeah,
in
let's
just
talk
a moment.
About her some more, too.
But I know that Ben's going to take us on a journey through the tabernacle, and we'll be looking at each of the furnishings and all of the ways that the fabrics and curtains were constructed to demarcate the various areas of the tabernacle, and just to take us on a journey of how each of those things point us to the person and work of Christ.
Yeah, I think maybe the casual observer or just your everyday Christian person might not realize that you really do find Jesus in the tabernacle. Shadows, foreshadowings, all these wonderful things that point to the person and work of Jesus Christ. And so we have this young man who, by the way, we keep telling people, he looks like what you would think Jesus looked like, right?
Oh, I've seen the video that's on our website, this short video clip where he's talking about what he does and what his plans are for the retreat. And it's quite true. He looks like what one would imagine Christ to have looked like.
He goes through each of these things as you were mentioning. But last fall, as he was going through it with us when we were there in person, we just began to sense, although he had not said yet, we began to sense, okay, this guy's a believer. This guy's a Christian. And at one point he asked us, well, what is your belief? Where are you spiritually? Whatever. We told him, well, we're Christians. And that's when he ramped it up a notch or two, Ellen, and began to give us even more good stuff about how the tabernacle points to Jesus. And I couldn't help myself. A little bit later on, and we're looking at just the sparkle in his eye, and you just get a sense, you know, the Spirit is here. We asked him, okay, what is your spiritual background? And he told us that he was Christian. So interestingly enough, he holds dual citizenship in both Finland and the United States. His father was an American from, I think, the Minneapolis area. His mother, a Jew from Beersheba, but of Finnish descent. And he is in Israel as a permanent resident. So here's this young Jewish Christian guy with dual citizenship. Really interesting fellow. But we knew immediately he was a Christian.
You know, to have someone who has a relationship with God who's telling you these things makes it all that much more immediate, doesn't it? And it brings it so much more alive. It's not just a tour that he gives. It's a testimony.
Oh, really well said. Yes, it was from the heart. And in fact, we were supposed to press on to go on down to the city of Eilat, which is on the northern tip of the Red Sea. And we wanted to linger there. And that's, I think, when the idea began to percolate in my noggin that we ought to bring this guy to Sacramento. Well, more on that in just a minute, but let me remind folks that they're listening to a radio program called Ancient Future Faith. I'm Chris Alford, the pastor of Epiclesis. One of our other pastors, Dr. Ellen Kohler, is with me just now. And we're talking about a wonderful retreat that we're offering on October 11 and 12. And folks, you need to come. Just zip over to the Epiclesis website, epiclesis.org, and you can find all the information there. You can see the video that Ellen was talking about that has our guest speaker, Ben Westland from Israel, who's coming all the way to Sacramento to lead us through the Moses Tabernacle. Ellen, it only costs $40. We're going to feed people a wonderful lunch, and it's going to be a life-changing day. And you don't have to be a member of Epiclesis to come, right?
No, anyone can come. Just as you say, zip over to the website. You can sign up there. There's a place to pay if you want to pay on the website. Or you can send a check to the mailing address for the church. That's also included there. The information is on the website.
And as you said a minute ago, we've got folks coming even as far as the Bay Area to this truly opportunity of a lifetime. When we were in Israel last year, we thought, how can we bring a bit back? And so we're bringing a bit of Israel back with this wonderful retreat. Ellen, you mentioned a minute ago about the furnishings of the tabernacle and that we're busy these days getting ready for the retreat. But here's a little nifty thing that people might not know. When you said the furnishings, you know what I thought of? I thought of styrofoam dust.
Well, that's because you're busy with a lot of the guys in the church building these life-sized, to-scale replicas of the furnishings. You know, it's not exactly like being there in the Wilderness Tabernacle itself, but one of the things that I'm looking forward to is having the experience of seeing what they might have looked like, a replica of what they looked like, in the size that they were, and in the placement in relation to the tabernacle or within the tabernacle that they would have been. So when we walk up to how the tabernacle will be laid out in the clubhouse, the first thing that we'll come to is the brazen altar where the sin offerings were made. And then we'll come to the laver where the priests would wash. And then we'll go into the holy place, and there will be the golden lampstand and the table for the showbread and the altar of incense. And then beyond that will be the Holy of Holies, where there will be the Ark of the Covenant and the Mercy Seat.
Yeah.
And just to see those and to be walking through that, and then to have them explained in such a dynamic and immediate way is truly going to be life-changing.
Well, it was for us when we were at the Tabernacle Model in Israel. Folks, Ellen is talking about this retreat that we're offering on October 11 and 12. The cost is $40, includes a delicious Mediterranean-style lunch. I think that's what they have planned.
That's what we have planned.
Yeah, and it's a sort of Friday evening, most of the day Saturday thing, so it's not an overnight retreat. But our very special guest straight from Israel is Ben Westland, who's going to be doing this. Ellen, when Ben and I were talking about how to put the retreat together, he wanted to know, okay, do we have maybe something for projection where he might show some images? And I said, wouldn't it be neat, Ben, if we actually marked out the dimensions of the tabernacle in the location where we're going to have the retreat? And he really got excited and said, yeah, maybe painter's tape or something like that on the floor so people can get a real look at how big, or actually in some ways it seems small, but what the dimensions of the tabernacle really were. And then we began talking even more about, well, it would be kind of anticlimactic not to have the furnishings. So he said, how in the world are you going to do that? So we started talking, didn't we? And several of us got together and said, you know, I think with some good models and some good dimensions and some research, we might be able to put together some life-size furnishings. So when I said a minute ago that when I think of tabernacle furnishings, I think of styrofoam dust, that's because we've been covered in it. We've been over at one of our church members' garage where we're cutting out these things out of foam pieces, and then we're going to apply some painting techniques and try as best we can to at least give folks an idea about what these things look like.
You know, we mentioned a little bit ago that we have another guest coming, Teresa Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
She also was along on that Israel tour with you and,
yes,
and the tour members. And in fact, she was instrumental, I think, in helping you put that together.
Indeed.
Teresa has a ministry in which, a dance ministry, mm-hmm, actually. I know that she was at the Institute for Worship Studies,
yep,
and got her doctorate there at the same place where you did get,
yes,
yours.
Uh-huh.
And she goes several times a year,
yeah,
to Israel. She has very close friends there, and her heart is for Israel.
That's for sure.
One of the things that I appreciate of the very many about Teresa and her ministry is the emphasis that she puts on the Hebrew words for worship. She's,
mm-hmm,
spent a lifetime studying the words for worship that you find in the Old Testament, and especially in the Psalms, in looking at Old Testament worship.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves to teach about how each one of those words actually has an action,
mm-hmm,
associated with it. So Old Testament worship was actually embodied worship. It was whole body, the whole person, mind, soul, body,
right,
was put into the worship. And she's going to be sharing with us some of that also in some of the segments of the retreat.
Yeah. You know, I think it's over 50 times now that she's been to Israel and climbing. Just this year alone, I think she's already been 3 times. So it's a constant thing. She takes dance groups over there, but she also just simply goes for her own time of refreshing. And we said, my goodness, we don't want to do this retreat without you, Teresa. And so she's coming not only, Ellen, to lead in the retreat itself, that's October 11th and 12th there at the Fair Oaks Village Clubhouse, but we talked her also into doing a little extra something too, didn't we? Well, let me interrupt you just a minute, Ellen, and let's back up a little bit. Folks, we're talking now about a second special guest who's going to be with us for the retreat. She's not the main retreat speaker, that's Ben Westland, but we're talking about our very dear friend, Dr. Teresa Gardner, who is, as Ellen said, a frequent visitor to the Holy Land, really has a heart for Israel. And we have asked her to come and be a supplement to this retreat weekend because she has such a depth of knowledge about the tabernacle. But we also wanted her to be involved in our pre-retreat small groups. So let's talk just a minute, Ellen, if we can, about the small groups and how they work in advance of and in preparation for the retreat, and how folks could jump in and join us if they wanted to do that as well.
That's right. Every fall, we incorporate into our retreat time some small group sessions. So we have small groups that meet three or four times before our retreats, mm-hmm. just to get some preparatory knowledge and background about what we're studying on that particular year. And then we have some follow-up sessions as well to kind of unpack and reinforce what we've learned at the retreat. And so Teresa will be coming for the third of those three pre-retreat small group sessions that we have, and she'll be looking specifically at the ways in which the furnishings of the tabernacle invite us as we approach them to respond.
That's going to be beautiful.
It's a worship experience in itself. It will be, because she will be looking at the ways in which the furnishings reveal something about God, something about the person and work specifically of Jesus Christ, and then invite us to respond to that so that we can grow more. When she was telling me about this the other day, she said, because we all want more of God. And she's going to present this as a journey into the very presence of God that we can take on a regular basis as we think about the wilderness tabernacle.
Well, there's one thing right there, isn't it, that makes all this practical. We were saying earlier, what in the world does the Moses Old Testament tabernacle have to do with me or my relationship with the Lord or anything about Jesus? And there's a really practical thing that Teresa is going to be guiding us through on that third session about how this stuff not only points to Jesus, but how it might change the way we think about the way we approach God and the presence of God in our lives.
That's right. And one other thing it reminds me of is that we are part of God's big story.
What do you mean by that? We talk about story a lot, but folks might not quite know what we're talking about.
The whole narrative of God, the whole arc from creation to recreation, as we sometimes say for a shorthand, that God has always been at work from even before the foundation of the world. He created all of the worlds, all of the universe, and he created humankind here on the earth. Mm-hmm. Humans fell, but God always had a plan.
Right.
Christ, God incarnate, came, the very word of God. He ministered on earth. He died on the cross. He was resurrected. He ascended. He will be coming again. Meanwhile, he's at the right hand of God. And even beyond that, the Holy Spirit has been sent to be with us now as a seal for our redemption and for our future life in eternity with God. And all of that is really pointed to in the tabernacle.
Yeah. I think our buddy Carl Peters said of the tabernacle that it was kind of like a pop-up book, a mini instructional manual pop-up book about God's plan being revealed for how humankind comes back to him. I think that's a lovely idea, that even though that it's in some ways small, even though in some ways it's very earthy, right? I mean, all of these things had a function, and we pack them up and we move to the new place and set up the tabernacle again. It reminds us that Jesus himself came to earth in a very small, tactile, earthy way, incarnate way, when he came as a little baby. And as you said, he's coming again soon as conquering king. And right in the middle of that story, on the way to Jesus, is the tabernacle.
The other day I read some interesting things that reminded me also that the furnishings in the tabernacle, I think all of them, are actually mentioned in Revelation.
Oh,
so
wow.
You've got from the beginning, you've got in Exodus, and you have way to the end of our scriptures in Revelation, you've got the golden lampstand and, incense.
Right.
Mercy.
Right.
Angels, worship. The whole of it. It's just an amazing thing.
It comes back around again.
It really does.
Well, remember, one of the things Ben said that he wanted to touch on was the way all of these things come back around in Revelation. And I think maybe some people will be very surprised to see how themes and images and things that we find in the tabernacle do come back around at the end of the story as well.
That's right. And another thing that he has emphasized is that for him, when he talks near the end of the retreat content, I expect, will be when he talks to us about what it means that we are now priests. We are priests to Christ. All of us are priests. We are a holy nation, as it tells us in Peter. And also, well, way back in Exodus, too. A nice little resonance there. And Ben's going to be talking to us about what it means that we live out our lives as priests on display as worshiping as the body of Christ everywhere we go.
Beautifully said.
Chris, one other thing that we might want to mention about these small groups is that they're not only open to our Epiclesis people, but they'd be open to any of our listeners who might want to join us as well.
That's right. Folks, we're talking about some small group sessions that will lead up to the retreat. All you have to do is pop over to the Epiclesis website. And again, you don't have to be a member of Epiclesis. This is in many ways a gift to our community to have this wonderful young man coming all the way from Israel to talk about the Moses Tabernacle. But the small groups, once again, that Pastor Ellen was talking about, are three in advance of the retreat. They start the week of the 22nd.
That's this week.
Yes, and people can jump in even if they miss the first one. Remember that our special guest, Dr. Teresa Gardner, will be leading the third of the sessions. And then, folks, you gotta come. You gotta make plans to be with us in Old Fair Oaks Village at the clubhouse on October 11 and 12 when special guest direct from Israel, Ben Westland, is going to lead us through the Moses Tabernacle and show us how it points to the person and work of Jesus Christ.
And remember, too, that it's only $40. It's very reasonable for a 1.5-day retreat. It includes lunch. And it also will include a wonderful bunch of fellowship. It's going to be really a community experience.
We're fun people, aren't we? Wouldn't you say?
We are. And, you know, one of the other things that I'm looking forward to is learning from one another. Because we have a lot of people who have been to Israel at least once and are so looking forward to coming and reminding themselves, relearning some of the things that had been meaningful to them when they'd gone on a tour to the Holy Land in prior times. And they will have things to share as well, probably a lot of questions to ask too. So it's just going to be a wonderful experience and a wonderful time of learning and growing and sharing.
Ellen, what are you most looking forward to at the retreat?
Just to learning and hearing more in depth about the Wilderness Tabernacle and what it meant in the lives of the people of Israel. Remember that that tabernacle was a part of their lives. Well, I was going to say for the 40 years of wandering, but even beyond that,
That's
it was
right.
part of their lives until Solomon's temple.
That's correct. Yeah.
So it was just a vital part of the whole life of the nation.
Well, it is going to be absolutely wonderful. And folks, we really do want you to come. One quick little extra thing to get in here. I don't think I've mentioned it yet, Ellen, but we are going to have Teresa, who we've just been talking about here for a minute, teach for us on the Sunday before the retreat. So she'll be featured in our morning worship on the Sunday before, let's see, that's October 6th. That's at 10:30. We meet at the corner of Pasadena and Winding Way. And then Ben Westland, our special guest retreat speaker, is going to teach for us on the Sunday after the retreat. So that's October 13th, also 10:30 at the corner of Pasadena and Winding Way. Again, all the information is on the web. We do want you to come. Let me remind you, you've been listening to a radio program called Ancient Future Faith. My guest today, Dr. Ellen Kohler. And by the way, thank you so much for being here.
It's always fun to be with you in the studio.
We've been talking about a wonderful retreat on October 11th and 12th, coming up soon at the Old Fair Oaks Village Clubhouse, where our church is sponsoring a wonderful mini retreat on the Moses Tabernacle, with special guest Ben Westland coming all the way from Israel to lead it. Folks, pop over to the website, get signed up, and join us, won't you? You're going to be glad you did. I can assure you of that. So until we gather again for another edition of Ancient Future Faith, I want to remind you of this wonderful truth. Surely, the road to our evangelical future does run through our ancient Christian past.
The Lord be with you.
Thank you for joining us for another look at Ancient Future Faith. There is a refreshing wind of renewal blowing through the evangelical church as more and more worshipers turn for inspiration to the rich language and pattern of the ancient church, and they're rediscovering classic Christianity and learning to draw strength from a deep well of time-tested truth and tradition. Want to experience Ancient Future Faith for yourself? Join us for worship at Epiclesis in Sacramento on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. in the chapel at 4600 Winding Way. You can contact us by calling 916-572-9113 or online at epiclesis.org. That's 916-572-9113 or on the web at epiclesis.org.
Hey folks, one more word before you go. Please make sure that you take some time to look at the information about this wonderful fall retreat we're calling Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle. We're bringing a little bit of Israel to Sacramento on October 11th and 12th as special guest Israeli Christian Ben Westland leads us through the Moses Tabernacle and shows us how it points to Jesus Christ. Find all the information on the web. That's EPICLESIS.org. The Lord be with you.